Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy and for Wilson Homes. The next man we're going to speak to, we've talked to a couple of these guys in the last few weeks, Jared, and they are people training with other clubs post-draft, trying to get another opportunity. Now, Marty Hoare is a name that a lot of Melbourne fans will know. Played 14 games for them in 2019. Yep. Hasn't played since. Obviously, the team has gone on to do great things in September. Marty Hoare is now training down at Arden Street for a chance to play to revive his AFL career with North Melbourne, and he joins us online. Marty, welcome. How's it been down Arden Street?
Yeah, g'day, Sam. G'day, Jared. Yeah, it's been great so far. Into my first week, and back training at an AFL club and to get that opportunity, it's pretty exciting. So I've been enjoying it so far. Yeah, it's been good.
So you had the heartbreak of the ACL at Melbourne back in January. You missed the entire season.
Yeah.
So it's hard to look on your recent form, Marty. So that's a good and bad thing. How long do you get to prove yourself? And clearly there's got to be a leap of faith for those down at the Kangaroos to give you an opportunity.
Yeah, pretty grateful for the opportunity. I obviously haven't played much footy this year or last year. I haven't had a great run at it the last couple of years. But, I'm really looking forward to the chance to push my case, and I'm not sure how long it's going to go for. Just going to play it by ear sort of thing. So most important thing is to stay out in the park and stay fit and healthy, and hopefully let me footy do the talking.
Well, they got a couple of holes there, the Kangaroos, in defence. You're hoping to fill one. Yeah. Which spot would you love to nail down?
I'd love to be an intercept defender for them. That's sort of how I play my game. I think I know when to drop off and when to be tight. So I sort of feel like there's a spot there. I don't have a lot of guys in that sort of role, but I'm just gonna I've got to stay fit and healthy. I've had some bad luck lately, so I'd love to play for North Melbourne Footy Club. They're exciting young list, and they're on the way up. So I feel like there's a spot there for sure.
So Marty, for those who don't remember, and I must admit, I'm one of them for 2020, I reckon. You played half the season in 2019. What happened in 2020? Did you do a foot injury, or was it a quad?
Yeah. So I was emergency for round one. I flew over to Perth, and then we went on that long COVID layoff. And then I come back, and I was in some good shape and feeling really good about the season ahead. And actually broke my big toe at training. Got stood on, and I sort of dislocated that as well. So that was going to be in a moon boot for 6 weeks, and then 2 weeks later I was in the gym, and I was doing a Bulgarian squat, and the leg up on the back, the quad muscle completely snapped off, so that required surgery. So that was another 14 weeks off, so that was a bit of a weird one. I did get back, and I played two practice games in the hub, and probably earned myself another contract. I was lucky enough to play quite well and show them that I still had it. So, but yeah, it was sort of a funny year. First time I sort of had some bad injuries. So,
Dr. Healy, we talk about bad luck in footy.
Yeah.
So obviously the ACL is horrible luck. Mm. I didn't realise how he did those injuries the year before. So being stood on to break your toe and then to basically snap a quad doing a squat. Those horrible luck.
Those Bulgarian squats, they can do all manner of damage.
So that's front foot forward, and then your leg is up your back leg's up on a bench, right?
Yeah.
I assume you're holding weights.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't do them anymore. I've opted out. I'm staying away from them.
I don't blame you. What's the training been like and the new coach?
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah, it's been really good so far. I'm sort of integrating in and out of things. So I'm about 10 months or 11 months down the track from my ACL, so I've sort of been in and out of a few things, but David Noel's been really good, the train's been pretty solid so far, and I've been kept in some good shape just in case an opportunity did come up, and glad I did, and was training hard the last few months, so I'm looking forward to sort of ramping things up a bit closer to Christmas, and then post Christmas I should be pretty much right to go to full training and match him and that sort of thing. So hopefully I can put my strengths on show.
Were you in Perth when they won the flag?
I went over there, and it was a great experience. I was lucky enough to be a part of it and watch it. And you know, I've got so many good mates at Melbourne. So, yeah, it was just a great experience to do all that. And, yeah.
Marty, great to have you on. I think I speak on behalf of both myself and Jared that we're both really hoping that you get another chance. The rate of unlucky, or the level of unluckiness, Jared, has just been shocking.
Footy gods are going to turn. They got a turn for you, Marty.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I think it's about time I had some good luck. So I'm looking forward to the next chapter and what's ahead. That's for sure.
And he's born in 96, so he's only 25. He's got a lot of
baby.
A lot of footy left. Marty, good luck at Arden Street, and we look forward to the news one day soon that you've got a list on that team, a list spot on that team. Good luck.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Jared. Cheers.
Marty Hall there, former Demon, hoping to get a second shot at North Melbourne. We're going to chat soccer with Max Rushton next.